Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, January 9th, and I appreciate you being tuned in today over WSOF and WAJJ Radio, and I hope that you will stay tuned and enjoy the broadcast that we have for you here at the Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Let me start off by thanking the Lord for a good day in the Lord's house on the Lord's Day yesterday. We had two good services, Sunday morning and Sunday night, and I thank the Lord for meeting with us and helping us. And I personally enjoyed the morning service more. I guess it was just more for me. It was the Sunday night service was an instructional message somewhat, whereas the Sunday morning service was just an exhortation and encouraging us to carry our troubles to the Lord. And I'm glad we have that privilege and we have that opportunity. And we're going to go right to the Lord in prayer right here in just a moment. But I would like to say thank you for those that's prayed for my wife. She is feeling somewhat better. If you will, keep her in your prayers. And we've got others in the church that are in need of prayers. Brother Bale, Brother Doug Bale's taking his dad, Charles Bale, to the doctor today and being seen about his knee and leg problems that he's having, so we want to pray for him. And then Brother Shelby Wilson going to the doctor tomorrow about his heart and the situations there. And then I think Sister Lisa Bale has some doctor visits maybe this week. And we've got some folks seeing dentists and different things going on, so let's remember one another in prayer. Folks with the flu and colds and sicknesses, viruses and such, let's pray for them as well. And then, of course, as we're working on the station here at WSOF, getting ready to get that new transmitter in, the official ship date is tomorrow, and that's Tuesday, January the 10th. And so tomorrow is the day we're switching over, taking off the old transmitter, and putting in the new smaller transmitter that will be going down to the J eventually, but we're going to be running on reduced power till we get the new transmitter. That way we can get some work done on the floor there in our building. So help us pray. Everything will go well and work together. All right, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness, grace, and mercy in our life. Thank you for the privilege to broadcast over the airwaves of WSOF. Thank you for 40 years come next month, 40 years that this station's been on the air, the oldest, official, oldest, longest-running, continually Christian radio station in the state of Kentucky. Lord, we give you glory and honor and praise, and we wear that badge with honor. We're thankful for your blessings. Father, I pray that you'd help as the airwaves go forth, the word goes forth on the airwaves, that it will accomplish your will. Father, help us to be very careful and diligent to send forth the light and the truth and to give out the very word of God. Father, I pray you touch those that are sick and afflicted, but I pray especially for those that are lost, those that need Christ, those that may be saved and yet they're slipping and drawing away from God. Father, I pray work in their life. Help these young people that are making decisions that are bound to hurt them in the days to come, bound to hinder them in the days to come. I pray, Father, for your grace to turn them from the way that's wrong and turn them in the way that is right. Father, I do pray that you'd bless now in this switchover of power from the old transmitter to the new. I pray, Father, you'll help us that everything will work together and, Lord, that the broadcast will not be hindered. The air waves would still be carrying the good gospel music and good gospel message from the pulpits here on our different radio broadcast on WSOF and WAJJ. Now, have your way. Bless, Lord, we pray, on this broadcast. Use it for your glory. We ask it in Jesus' lovely and precious name. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us. We're going to head into a song by our family, then move right on into the message for this week's broadcast of the Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. We've got a song by our children singing, one entitled Never Too Old to Pray. And it encourages us that we can be a prayer warrior. Doesn't matter if we're not able to get out and go and do as maybe we have been able to. We can still be a prayer warrior. God help us. We need those. And I hope you will sign up and become, if you're not already, a prayer warrior. All right, I hope you enjoyed that good song by our family. We're going to get ready to go into the message that was preached live here at the Island Ford Baptist Church out of the book of Psalms, chapter number 73. This psalm has been called the Ecclesiastes Song or Psalm. because it is a condensed version. Really, it deals with a story very similar to the story of Ecclesiastes, in which the believer has almost fallen, and now in their repentance, they're making the statement and remarking about how they've been helped. And so we're going to be looking now at Psalm 73. If you'd like to be turning there, we're going to go live into the auditorium and listen to the message recorded live as we play it this week. They're entitled Almost Gone. If you've got your Bibles, we'll turn to Psalm 73. Amen. When you get around Calvary, you're on holy ground. What I'm going to deal with tonight in Psalm 73 deals with the outer court. Still holy ground, but it's out here where we're all at. Amen. It's not up there in great majesty and prophecy and wonder. It's just right down here practical where we're living is what I'm going to preach tonight out of Psalm 73. Starts out, truly God is good. We can stop right there and say, praise God, that is true. Amen. Truly, that is a true statement. No arguing about it. Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But, as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps were well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, and their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Well, I've seen some tongues that could about walk all over the place, hadn't you? Verse number 10. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of my children or of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one waketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? There is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. I want to read verse 2 again and take my text. That's where I'll take my title from. My text is going to be the entire psalm, but my title from verse 2. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. I want to preach on the thought, almost gone. Almost gone. I'm amazed at how easy it is to go to church and have a smile on your face and be almost gone. How
And it's not just, by the way, that's not saying that you're a hypocrite. It's saying that sometimes we're closer to the edge than we realize we are. But how easy it is to go along with somebody and say, how are you doing? And you say, fine. But the truth is, you're almost gone. And that's what happened to this man by the name of Asaph. This psalm is a psalm of Asaph. It says that in the header there, the beginning of the psalm. And the writer Asaph was a Levite. He was a Levitical psalmist. He was a singer of the Levites. As a matter of fact, he was probably the great song leader, the leader of the songs of the Levitical tribe. And we look at this man, he was a godly man. This man had a great heritage. Man had a great lineage. He had a great job. He had a wonderful thing that he could give praises to God and even lead others to do the same. And he had stood faithfully probably for many years, but somewhere one day he found himself almost gone.
Right.
He says, the last part of verse 2, my steps had well nigh slipped. His feet had slipped and he was almost gone. Now the problem that confronted this writer, I'm afraid, confronts many of us in our own daily life. I'm not saying that it happens daily, but it's just our normal life. We run across problems that are similar to this. What happened to Asaph was he got to looking at problems from the wrong angle. He got to looking at problems from the wrong vantage point. He started looking at things in the wrong way. And by the way, we do that sometimes ourselves. We're guilty of that. We'll have to admit. Sometimes something terrible occurs in the course of our week, occurs in our regular life, just as we're going through the course of our life. And when that happens, if we're not careful, we tend to look at things. And what we see only the picture of the human side. We see only the picture that mortal eyes can behold. That's what Asaph did. And we see things only as bleak. We see things only as dim. We see things only as bad. I mean bad. We see things from the bad vantage point. Am I right? We see things from the bad perspective. That's exactly what happened with Asaph. And this psalm teaches us to get our eyes off the circumstances and place our eyes upon the Lord. And if we can get our eyes above the storm. By the way, I heard Brother Herbert Williamson say this one time. He said when Stephen was being stoned, that Stephen was allowed by the Holy Ghost to lift his eyes past the guys throwing the rocks and lift his eyes up to see Jesus seated on the right hand of God and even standing ready to receive Him into glory. Amen. If we can get our eyes off of our circumstances and our eyes off of those that we think are our enemies and those that are our adversaries and recognize we've got more for us than we have against us. Praise God. Get our eyes from our human perspective and get to looking from heaven's perspective and we'll see things entirely different. Now I want to take a journey through this psalm, and if you'll walk with me through this psalm, I'll show you some things that'll help us get our eyes as it did help with Asaph. First of all, I want you to notice how he was educated. Asaph was an educated man. And verse number 1, he tells us what he had learned. He says, truly, God is good to Israel, and even such as are of a clean heart. Now, I want you to notice that Asaph was standing on solid ground when he wrote verse number 1. He's standing on solid ground. Solid ground. Truly. That word truly means it is an established fact. It is a stable thing. You can stand on that. God is good. Amen. And so he had been taught that. He had been taught that God was good, not just that he was good, but that he was good especially to Israel. And that he was good to them that were of a clean heart. So there's two things that he'd been taught about God being good. First of all, he had been taught that God blesses his people. God is good to his people. That's what Israel was. And it is a true statement. Matter of fact, turn over just a few pages to Psalm 84 and verse number 11. I'm sure this is precious to Brother Hall. Psalm 84 and verse number 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. So the psalmist knew God is good. He's especially good to His people. God blesses His people. Secondly, he learned God blesses purity. Even to such as are of a clean heart. Amen. And the Bible tells us that New Testament scripture, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So God is good to His people. Can we say amen right there? God is good to those that are of a clean heart. Amen. God blesses His people. That's what Asaph had been educated. But I want you to notice what Asaph had experienced. In verses 2 through 16, I'm not going to read all these at the moment, but I'll read them as we go through. We find out what he had experienced. In verse 2, he says, but as for me... Now, he's saying, logically, education-wise, I know God's good. But emotionally, I'm beginning to have my doubts. He's saying, in my head, I know that God's still on His throne. I know that God's still good. But in my heart, I'm seeing things a little different. And I don't know if He's as good as I thought He was. Because of experiences, he's starting to question how good God is. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. You see, Asaph had learned the truth about God, but in his experience, in his life, it seemed as if some things may have contradicted what he had been taught about the Lord. This caused him to come to a place of confusion. By the way, every person has to learn this on their own. Listen, young people especially, you're taught the things of God. Thank God for homeschool. Amen. Thank God for a mama and a daddy that'll teach you the good things of God. Thank God for church and Sunday school and preaching time when you're taught the things of God. But it's more than just getting it up here. You gotta wear it in shoe leather. You gotta put it on and take it out into the world. And you're gonna have to see what happens in the world. And sometimes bad things happen to good people in the world. And so Asaph's saying, I know what I've been educated, but what I've experienced doesn't seem necessary to line up, and I'm starting to have my doubts about this thing. And so throughout this section of Psalm 73, he's no longer standing on solid ground. He's standing on slippery ground. And he said, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. You see, the problem for Asaph, as I said, the same problem we face from time to time, we misinterpret the goodness of God. God is good. Can I tell you that I've got two good eyes that I can see, or as good as I can see. I've got two eyes that I can see, and God is good. But if He let me go blind, He'd still be just as good. If He let me get in an automobile accident between here and home, my legs were crushed and I could never walk another step, He'd still be just as good. Wouldn't change the fact. Right. I might complain. But by the way, we've been almost trained in this health and wealth crowd, this name it and claim it, blab it and grab it crowd. He says, boys, if you're living for God, everything's going to be rosy. It's all going to be wonderful. But they fail to tell you roses grow on thorn bushes. Amen. The fact that God smiles, you say, preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying, if you believe that just living for God means you'll never have another problem, then you need to talk to Job. Ask Job about it. Job was living right. Amen. Job was living right. God even called him a perfect and an upright man. That's what God said. It's not what Job said. It's not what his wife said about him. It's not what his children said about him. It's what God said about him. And yet Job saw troubles come. Hey, listen, here's how we live. We live in a selfish world. We've got a humanistic viewpoint if we're not careful. In this selfish world, here's our prayers. I mean, we're praying people, thank God that we are, but we're praying this way. Lord, keep my spouse alive. Lord, keep my children alive. Lord, keep my grandparents alive. Lord, keep everybody alive, but somebody's going to die. We're praying, Lord, keep my spouse healthy, keep me healthy, keep my children healthy, keep my parents healthy, keep my grandparents healthy, but we're going to get sick. Does that mean God's not good? Does that mean God doesn't answer prayer? No, it means we live in a body of flesh. And the body of flesh gets sick. Amen. There's going to come trouble, man. And as one of a woman's a few days and full of trouble, he's going to have problems. He's going to. It doesn't mean God's not good. It means we're looking at it in the wrong perspective.